This is Stephen Strang. Israel has been in the news a lot, and especially lately, when its Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, has been charged with bribery. And it's a little hard for someone like me, and I know for many of my listeners, to really know what's going on, because as a strong Christian Zionist myself, I was very, very happy when he was elected. He has been a strong leader. He's been a good friend of the United States, and especially our President Donald Trump. And now we hear all these things. And so to get to the bottom of it, I reached out to a man who has become a friend. He leads a messianic congregation in Tel Aviv called Adonai Oi. His name is Avi Mizrahi. And recently he was in the United States, and I met him and had a meal with him. And when this hit the news, I contacted him and said, would you do a podcast to help me understand what is going on, and especially how Christians can pray not only for Israel, but for this very special situation having to do with Bibi Netanyahu. So stay tuned. I think you'll find this very interesting.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Pastor Mizrahi, you're in Tel Aviv. You're close to the situation over there with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And can you explain to me, an American, and to my listeners, what is going on? Because those of us who consider ourselves Christian Zionists, who support Israel, we were so happy when Bibi Netanyahu was elected, about 10 years ago. And now we hear all these things. And to us, the first thing is, well, they're attacking him like they're attacking Donald Trump. But it's a very different situation. So I wanted to talk to someone in Israel who is a believer like you are, and you lead the congregation Adonai Oi in Tel Aviv, which I had the privilege of visiting a couple of years ago when I was in Israel. And so I appreciate you being on my podcast. What can you explain to us about what's going on?
Yes, definitely. Let me say this first, that I'm born and raised here in Tel Aviv, Israel, and I personally voted for Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud party. I believe Bibi Netanyahu has been a very good prime minister for our country, for our people. He has really has been very good with our economy, and he's been very good with supporting the export of high tech. And also he's been very good as a foreign minister with the relationship with all our nations and government leaders. So he has been, he has done a marvelous, a great job. Now, what has happened is that in the last couple of years, Bibi Netanyahu, of course, he has many very, very wealthy people from all over the world as friends that have come to visit him. And there were some complaints that he has received all kinds of special gifts from these people. So the police has started to investigate it about 2 years ago. And to make a long story short, they came with a conclusion that those gifts that he received from those people, from all rich people from all over the world, that is considered as bribery, and therefore it's fraud. So we're talking about thousands of shekels, and like champagne, cigars, and things like that. So there's been an investigation checking all those things, that gifts that you receive for people, to make sure that it wasn't as bribery. And for some reason, the attorney of the government decided, yes, that he has evidence to charge him. Now, Bibi Netanyahu is not a crooked man. He's not an evil man. He's a good man. He's a good leader. And definitely we know there is some people on the left that are very liberal and don't like him, and they would like him to to step down as a prime minister. So he has to go to court and prove his innocence unless he's proven guilty. Also, there was another issue that he met a year ago or so with one of the leader of the newspapers here called Yediot, which is an Israeli newspaper. And the guy didn't like him, and he wanted to write bad reports about him. So Bibi Netanyahu tried to convince him not to do that. So now they're saying, oh, he's trying to manipulate the media, and therefore they want to invite him and charge him on that. So definitely there's a lot of attack on him personally. I pray that if he's innocent, that all these lies will come out. But if he is guilty, then he has to pay, you know, for doing anything that is illegal. So I believe we're in a time that we need more than ever to really pray for our Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And definitely we want to have a righteous government and a righteous prime minister. So I believe it's important that we as believers, we pray for our government and our leaders in such a time as this.
Well, that's why I wanted to do a podcast, because there are many Christian Zionists who pray for the peace of Jerusalem regularly and want to know how to pray. But let's talk a little bit about your political situation over there. It's very different than what we're used to in the United States. It's a parliamentary type of government, yeah. And you know, they have to have a majority, and you have all these different parties. And right now, Netanyahu is having trouble putting together a government. Now, a few years ago, you had another prime minister named Ehud Olmert. I hope I said that right. And he actually had some charges against him. He stepped down as prime minister and later went to jail over it, which sounds very, very serious. You know, in our in America, we've had good presidents and not so good presidents, but never has anyone gone to prison over something that they've done. So it's kind of hard for us to understand this. Now, how is his situation different than what is happening now with Netanyahu?
Yeah, with our late Prime Minister Olmert, that was a totally different situation. He was not a straight person, let me say this. Before he became Prime Minister, he was the mayor of Jerusalem. And while he was the mayor of Jerusalem, there was big contractors that it's called the Holy Land Project. There used to be a Holy Land hotel that was knocked down, and then these big contractors came to him and said, we want to build this huge building out of proportion. And I guess he was not very excited to approve that, so the contractors gave him a big envelope with cash money. And he signed it and approved those projects. And after they built it, somebody complained that there's a lot of black money under the table. That was definitely bribery. And then it was exposed, and the witness came, and that's why he came out when he was a prime minister and took him to court, and he was found guilty, and he had to go to jail. So that was the case with Olmert. I mean, this is not the case with Bibi Netanyahu. It's very different.
But he also stepped down when these charges, I don't know if he was indicted or exactly what, you know, how your legal system is over there. And there have been calls for Netanyahu to step down, because he's going to have to be focused on whatever trial there is. And how in the world can he be focused on a trial or even being in court, and then in the morning and then in the afternoon sitting down with the cabinet and trying to decide how they're going to deal with Syria or whatever? I mean, I can't imagine the pressure. Do you think he'll step down?
Well, this is a very good question, Steve. Very good question. The pressures are tremendous, and I hope he's a strong. Bibi Netanyahu is a strong man. He right now says that he can handle it. He's going to be. He said I'm innocent. And all this is nonsense. So legally, he can continue being the prime minister. But again, let me say this is temporary, because we had elections, and he was given the mandate to form the government, but he wasn't able to. So the opposition with Benny Gantz, who was the other big party, he tried to form the government, but he didn't succeed. So now It was given back to the Knesset, to our parliament, and the chairman, Yuli Edelstein, he's meeting now with both Bibi Netanyahu from the Likud and with Benny Gantz from Blue and White Party. He's trying to be the middleman to try to form a coalition between the Likud and Blue and White Party, because together they can really form a big united government. But because personalities, you know, they've been attacking each other, they won't really sit together and work on the issues and form a big government. So we have to about 2 weeks, so that we didn't even see the prime minister until they will try to form a government. If they don't, then we're going to go for elections. In 2 weeks, we will know we'll go for elections, which means, again, for another 90 days until we go for elections. And the people in Israel right now, they are upset. We said this is we've done over this. Two elections this year. We don't need a third election. That's a waste of money. That's a waste of time. We want a unified government with the both of the big parties. And if they do that, if they come to that place, then the small religious parties will be out. So this would be wonderful if this happens.
Well, those of us who love Israel believe that even the fact that Israel exists is a miracle. And I mean, going all the way back to how the British defeated the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, around the time of the World War I, how the Balfour Declaration came into being, the War of Independence, the Six-Day War, all these miracles, miracles, miracles. And now it looks like it's a big mess. And, you know, personally, you know, I don't think it's right to take these gifts, but I guess I assume that in these circles, it's fairly common to, you know, lavish gifts, you know, not to buy someone off like envelopes full of money, but to just, you know, so these powerful people like you, I guess it would be currying favor. But how can he say he's innocent if he got the cigars and if he got the champagne and if he got the watches or whatever it was and used them? I mean, either it happened or it didn't happen. Is he just saying that, well, it's not that big a deal? It was gifts, but it wasn't bribes. I don't, you know, maybe you don't know, but I'm just trying to understand. And that's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, that's good point. And but I think also these issues will happen with the newspaper. That's another case with a reporter who wanted to give a report, and Bibi Netanyahu manipulated him and put a lot of pressure on him. He said, if you do that, I'm going to destroy you. So the world, and it's, they have it all recorded. So all those things that came out, it's not been good for Bibi Netanyahu. And all I can tell you is we are praying. We, the believers in the land, we are praying for our prime minister, we are praying for our government, and we are praying for righteousness. And right now, Bibi is fighting, and I'm praying that he will come to a place where he's willing to humble himself. But, you know, we are believers, we understand that. So we are praying, you know, that if God called him, that he will humble him, that Bibi Netanyahu will humble himself before God and let God vindicate him. But if not, then maybe it is time for him to move on. And we pray that God will bring another, you know, it was like with King Saul. You know, King Saul was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king, but then he went astray. Then God told Samuel, go and anoint David as the next king. So this is what I'm praying. If he's supposed to continue and he's a righteous, he's a good man, he's a straight person, amen. You know, he will be found innocent. But if he's not, then I pray that God will raise up another good leader that will take his place. So it's not a simple situation, especially with not just what's happening within Israel, but also around us, you know, with Hezbollah in the north, with having 100,000 rockets aimed at Israel, and then we have the Hamas in the south that are doing riots every Friday morning. Then we have the Iran from the east who is preparing to attack us and want to eliminate us. So there's a lot of pressures, and we need a strong government and a strong prime minister. And we need to be in prayer. I want to just bring one point to you, if I may. I found it very interesting that your Secretary of State Pompeo is a wonderful believer that just came out that all the Jewish settlements, all the Jewish cities that are in Judea and Samaria, that as far as he's concerned, they are legal and they are part of Israel. And for us, this is a big victory because the UN and the world always said, all these almost 500,000 Jews who live in Judea and Samaria, in settlements and in cities and villages, is not legal. So I thank God from Pompeo for standing and saying, no, this is definitely legal. They're legal cities and villages and settlements. And it's interesting, it came up this week, because this week, every Saturday we read the Torah portion, the portion of the week in the Bible. And it's from Genesis chapter 23, where it talks about Abraham buying the cave in Hebron from the sons of Chet in Hebron. And it's amazing because Hebron is a Jewish city in Judea. The word, of course, says that this Jewish city, Hebron, is illegal. But Abraham bought this 4,000 years ago with 400 shekels. It's written there, Genesis 23, verse 16. And it definitely is Jewish because Abraham bought it from there, from the sons of Chet. So it's like, isn't it amazing? It falls exactly in the same week where Pompeii say all these settlements are bought by Jews. They are legal and they are part of Israel and they live in Judea and Samaria. So I think that's interesting. And then we have some riots today. We had yesterday and today some riots of Palestinians in those Palestinian villages and cities coming against Israel and burning flags of Israel and America, burning flags of America. And the pictures of Bibi Netanyahu as prime minister and Donald Trump, the president, and burning it and saying it's amazing. In the midst of all this turmoil, this is what's happening. So, but God is in control. God is on the throne.
Absolutely. We have to believe that. We do believe that. We have to remind ourselves of it. So as we wrap up this podcast, let me give you the last word and just go over again how we can pray and where you see God's hand is in all of this.
Well, definitely pray that if Prime Bibi Netanyahu is innocent and the Lord has called him to continue to be the Prime Minister for Israel, so I pray that the Lord will strengthen him during this time and encouraging him to go through this and win in court. But if he is not, may the Lord expose any wickedness and unrighteousness for his holy name's sake. And then God will raise somebody else to really form this unity government, because we do need a strong unity government right now to face all the challenges that we are facing in the Middle East. So I'm really praying for God's perfect will in this situation, that God's an appointed person and anointed by God will lead our country in such a time as this.
I appreciate the insights that Avi Mizrahi has on the situation. We called him in Israel. I hope that the phone line wasn't too scratchy and you could hear what he has to say. He speaks very good English, of course, but there's a little bit of an accent. But I thought that this was important not to just opine about it or not just to talk to Americans about it, because we're not there in Israel. And I wanted a viewpoint from Israel, because we need to know how to pray. And I do encourage you, the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so we have to pray, and we have to believe, as Pastor Avi said that God has things in control and that it's going to work out and that Israel will ultimately have righteous leadership. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report, and thank you for listening on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.